L'une des plus grandes forces de la Convention est le partenariat de longue durée établi entre les États affectés et la communauté des donateurs.
Thank you very much, sir. Our partnership is based on the fact that states that are able to do so should not leave affected states paying the price for use of weapons for which they're not responsible. The presentations delivered by states and organizations in recent days are examples which demonstrate the possibilities of progress when resources are made available. But it's also clear that the sustainability of mine action is extremely precarious. The lack of resources remains one of the main factors which is preventing further progress. There is still much to be done to maintain, diversify, and increase the support. Year on year, we see the same setup with the same group of international donors as the main sources of financing for mine action, the same group of beneficiaries who receive the majority of funding. Year on year, the majority of this funding is devoted to demining action in states which are massively or newly contaminated. Do we really understand the risks of not further investing in mine action? Do we really understand the costs in terms of lives lost, subsistence means lost, and development opportunities lost? We know that over the past 2 years, aid for mine action has been facing significant challenges. The systemic shocks of COVID-19, climate change, the economic slowdown globally, and the conflict still underway in Ukraine has put pressure on humanitarian needs and the resources available. Essentially, more countries are facing ongoing crises and that are increasingly interconnected and for a longer period of time. This situation is a good opportunity to consider the best ways in more effectively integrating mine action activities within urgent actions and global efforts for development. This context also calls for increased flexibility and coordination between mine action donors, as well as capacity building at national level. This is vital to ensure that all affected countries receive appropriate support, suitable support to put in to fully implement the convention. We already have the tools. Now we need to fully activate them. To do so, states requesting assistance must set out clear mine action plans based on existing national capacities, including the prospects for affected communities and groups. Then they need to provide regular updated information on the progress and challenges. Transparency reporting under Article 7 is the most ideal tool and the simplest tool to share that information. Then backers and others need to improve their reports so that there is a comprehensive overview of the resources available, the existing gaps, and identifying how they can be bridged. And lastly, in order to ensure the effectiveness of assistance, all involved stakeholders must work for systematic and regular interaction. Meetings this week or country coalitions offer the best opportunities for such discussions. As regards the issue of innovative funding, the coalition believes that they could be called upon to increase financial flows, particularly in certain contexts, and regarding the existence of clear parameters protecting the rights of local communities. However, these mechanisms must be considered to be supplementary, additional sources of assistance, rather than a replacement for traditional funding from states. Mine action assistance does function, it does work, but only if everyone has the discipline to stick to it. When the international community rolls up its sleeve, we do see results on the ground in terms of availability of services for victims and other areas. Thank you.